From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It can start with a fever and a really bad headache and develop perhaps into a rash that covers your entire body. That's dengue fever. Or it could start in Los Angeles with two brothers inspired by a trip to Cambodia and their love for psychedelic pop music and their search in California's little Phnom Penh for a singer. That too is dengue fever, the band. Venus on Earth is the new CD by Dengue Fever, and this CD was love at first listen for me. The song's called Seeing Hands. Music by Dengue Fever, a six-piece band featuring Chom Ni Mol singing and brothers Ethan Holzman on Farfisa organ and Zach Holzman on guitar. The CD's called Venus on Earth. Our producer Robin Hilton put a post on the All Songs Considered blog not long ago about the best song lyrics. Over and over again, the words of John Donnell came to mind. Lines like, I'm going to make it through this year if it kills me. Mountain Goats is the moniker of John Donnell. On his new CD called Heretic Pride, there's a song with this line. I'm this great unstable mass of blood and foam, and no one in her right mind would make her home my home. The song is called Autoclave, and this is the Mountain Goats.
Hand me your hand, let me look in your eyes, as my last chance to feel human begins to vaporize. Maybe it's the heat in here, maybe it's the pressure. You ought to head for the exits, the sooner the better. I am this great, unstable mass of blood and foam, and no one in her right mind would make my home her home. My heart's an autoclave. My heart's an autoclave. When I try to open up to you, I get completely lost. Swallowed by the earth, windows thick with frost, and I reach deep down within, but the pathways twist and turn, and there's no light anywhere, and nothing left to burn, and I am this great, unstable, mass of blood and foam, and no emotion that's worth having can call my heart its home.
Mountain Goats, the song is called Autoclave, and the CD is called Heretic Pride. If you'd like to add your favorite song lyrics to the All Songs Considered blog, go to our homepage, npr.org/allsongs, and look for the link to the blog. Black Mountain is a Vancouver band steeped in some heavy guitar riffs, headbanging bass, and psychedelic moments. We webcast a live concert from the Rock and Roll Hotel in Washington, D.C., and you can download that through our new live NPR concert podcast. Hearing this band live was better than simply hearing their new CD. They were looser, and that was mostly better. There are good songs on the CD in the future. This one is called Stormy High. We'll be right back. Stormy High is a song by Black Mountain. That version came from their CD, In the Future. You can hear the live concert by Black Mountain at npr.org/allsongs. One thing that struck me seeing this band is how little they cared to acknowledge the audience. A packed crowd on a cold Tuesday night, dedicated fans. Whether a band should banter with the audience is the topic of a conversation right now on the All Songs Considered blog. So where do you fall on banter? Do you hope for it? Do you hate it? Go to our blog and see what others think. It seemed like a bad idea to me, recreate Trinity Session, but it works just fine. The Trinity Session is the name of a recording by the Cowboy Junkies from 1987 at a Church of the Holy Trinity in Toronto. Maybe it was the way the band recorded the record, gathering around a single stereo microphone, or the mix of songs that included original tunes, traditional tunes, pop standards, including Blue Moon and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. But this record was and is magic for me. It's as sweet and yearning as a record can be. So when I heard they were going to remake the record with guests, I thought, why muck with a good thing? To my surprise, for the most part, I like it. Ryan Adams, Natalie Merchant, and Vic Chestnut are guests. At this session, there are video cameras, lights, and a lot more than a single stereo mic. But the band members are better players, and the song's so damn good that it feels great to hear them in this setting again. From Trinity Revisited, let's listen to the song that gives me chills every time Margot Timmins sings it, Blue Moon.
You knew one I really could care for.
Cowboy Junkies, from the CD and also a DVD called Trinity Revisited, put together and recorded in celebration of the original release 20 years ago. There's a band these days called Beach House, whose sound is bathed in warmth and quiet. Beach House are two people living in Baltimore, Maryland, Alex Scally and Victoria LeGrand. Their second CD is called Devotion, and this is called Heart of Chambers. The Sounds of Beach House from a CD that comes out on the 26th of February called Devotion. The banjo. Loved, hated, the butt of jokes, and often misunderstood, the banjo isn't an American-born instrument. It's an instrument with an African childhood. That's why Otis Taylor put out a CD recently called Recapturing the Banjo, with fellow blues musicians that include Guy Davis, Corey Harris, and Keb Moe. If you like your banjo tunes flashy, don't get the CD. Here's Otis Taylor and the opening track called Ran So Hard the Sun Went Down. I'm Bob Boylan, and a reminder that on the 27th of February, you can hear Wilco live from the stage of the 930 Club. Our website has the details, so does our newsletter, and you can sign up for that at npr.org/allsongs. Our coverage of the South by Southwest Music Festival will be extraordinary this year, including webcasts by My Morning Jacket, REM, Jens Lehmann, Yola Tango, Vampire Weekend, and so much more. Details on our blog. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Spoke to the wrong person that day. Went back home and hid away. Looked out the window and what did I see? Torn feather coming after me. So hard the sun went down. I ran so hard the moon came up. The moon came up, the moon came up. The moon came up, the moon came up. I ran so hard the sun get down. I ran so hard. So hard, the sun went down.